Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to recognise the traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all the traditional owners across the Daily Country Vales. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, your Mob, yarn up strong. Too deadly. Now, this week is Child Protection Week, and protect all our beautiful children out there, and for our parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts to stand up and protect our children, and because we just found out, well, children are left vulnerable as parents avoid teaching consent. A very important conversation. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Katrina Lyons, child psychologist and CEO at Act for Kids on the line. Dr. Katrina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you calling from? Where are you based?
I'm on Turrbal and Yuggera country in Brizzy.
All right, beautiful. Still Queenslander, fantastic. Dr. Katrina, very important conversation. We're talking about our beautiful children and the future of this country. Children are left vulnerable. As parents avoid teaching consent, is it then left to the grandparents, or where are we at with it?
No, we ask grandparents too, and parents and carers and grandparents think that it's only appropriate to start teaching kids about consent and their bodies after they start school. And, you know, that's actually really concerning because it means children between the ages of 0 and 4 are really vulnerable to sexual abuse.
Yeah, so we need to have that conversation so they know what's right and what's wrong, and them opening up that conversation, they can then reiterate to mum and dad.
Yes, and I think people think it's really hard to teach a little one about consent, but it's actually early education is really key to empowering kids, and education of adults is really key to protecting kids, and it's not hard. So, you know, when they're having a bath, you know, you can say, oh, look, you know, we need to take your clothes off, lift your arms up, or is it okay if I take your clothes off? That's as simple as it needs to be.
Sure.
Chats like that with your little ones.
At what age are we talking, Dr. Katrina, regarding that conversation?
You can start talking to them about that from when they're born.
Yes.
You can be chatting to them even when they're tiny babies, telling them why you're taking their nappy off and all that kind of stuff, and talking to them about having a bath. And you know, when somebody comes to visit, you can give them a choice about how they want to be touched and how that person wants to be touched. You can go, oh, look, Granny's here. You can say hello. You can give her a high five. You can give her a cuddle. You can whatever you want, you know. So it's just everyday conversations with kids.
And that's what you're saying, conversations. That then becomes the training platform, education platform, yes?
Absolutely. And then kids understand that even for Granny, like Granny has a choice about how she wants to be touched as well, and so do kids. Mm-hmm. And if we all think about being the boss of our bodies and we teach that to kids, then it's less likely that if somebody, you know, does sexually abuse them, that they won't tell somebody. They'll think that this isn't right. You know,
sure, exactly.
Yeah, even if they can't stop it, they'll go and tell a safe person.
Okay, so it is Child Protection Week, starting at Sunday 5 September, right through Saturday 11th September, but in actual fact, 365 days a year is Child Protection Week, is it Child Protection Day, you could say.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. And our theme for this week, but I think it's a theme for every day, is that every kid in every community needs a fair go, and educating them and empowering them is giving them a fair go.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing. And look, yeah, thoughts are going out to our beautiful children out there. My uncle used to say that children are like a piece of paper, and we walk past a piece of paper, we leave a mark. The question is, what mark are you leaving on that piece of paper? So very important.
Yeah, actually, that's a great thing to say. That's a great way to put it, Trevor. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Katrina. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Okay, thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
De Leon there, Dr. Katrina Lyons, child psychologist and CEO at Act for Kids, and talking about Child Protection Week. Children left vulnerable as parents avoid teaching consent. Like I said, it's all our job, but especially for our parents. Start the conversation is the recommendation there by Dr. Katrina. Have the conversation, have that yarn. Bubba, I'm taking off your shirt now because you're going to have a shower. Make that conversation and make it a normal thing, so to speak, so they know the do's and don'ts and the wrongs and rights about protecting us. We need to protect them. We can't be too complacent with our children. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, Aboriginal people.
Yeah, my people, hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the daily number. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. So do call and have your say, you mob. First Indigenous Chair appointed to Wet Tropics Management Authority Board, too deadly, Miss Chrissy Grant, who has more than 35 years' experience working with national and international issues of world heritage, Indigenous people, natural and cultural management and biological diversity, will become the authority's first ever Indigenous chair of the board of directors as of 24 September. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Miss Chrissy Grant on the line now. Chrissy, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, and congratulations, my sister. Represent too deadly. And look, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Chrissy.
I'm Eastern Gugunyalanji, from the sea countryside, so Jolan Plan, and that's on my mother's side. I was born in Thursday Island, my father's Torres Strait. Grew up and lived in Cairns until high school days and then moved south. So
all right, yes.
I'm sort of back in Queensland. I went far south, down to Tasmania.
That's way south. That's way south. Cold country.
But back in Queensland now and loving it.
Good, fantastic.
So can you hear me? I've been director of the Wet Tropics Management Authority Board, just coming on a year now. And in that time, it has sort of got me into working closer to, you know, sort of the issues within the Wet Tropics. My job before that was director of Indigenous heritage at the Commonwealth level.
Yes.
And so worked across a lot of communities across Australia in looking at Indigenous cultural values for the National Heritage Listing and for World Heritage Listing.
Yeah. So a lot of experience.
You sort of skimmed over the top a lot. But now, you know, sort of being on the board, you're getting right into all the issues.
Yes. Can you hear me there, Chrissy? No. We'll try and get Chrissy back. That's Miss Chrissy Grant, who has been appointed the chairperson for Wet Tropics Management Authority Board, and the first time ever Indigenous person has held that position. So fantastic having a deadly yarn with her, but lost her. We'll get her back to continue that conversation and deadly spaces she's working. And when you're talking about protecting country, great to see a First Nation person on board, well, as a chair holding the reins in that position. Fantastic. So we'll try and catch up and continue that yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. But add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. We'll try again with Miss Chrissy Grant and continue that yarn. Chrissy, there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sorry sister. Yeah, no, but and we got all what you said, fantastic, and gave a bit of background regarding the work that you're doing in this space, and to be appointed the chair, look, it's fitting and well deserved. So we're from here, and when you say chair of Wet Tropics Management Authority, is that across North Queensland or across the nation, or where's that?
No, it's just for the Wet Tropics. Okay. Area. Yes.
All right, fantastic. And what about for other First Nation people as board of directors on board?
The regulations have that there is a dedicated male rainforest Aboriginal person and a female rainforest Aboriginal person. So they have now been filled, although male person will step down in November.
Okay, well, fantastic. So, look, when we're talking about protecting country, great to have First Nation people working in that space. We know country.
Yes, and that's evident by how many ranger groups there are across every country, you know, and they do the work on the ground, and certainly they know the changes that they see and, you know, sort of the issues that are coming to the forefront, whether it be biosecurity, whether it be climate change, You know, they're on the ground all the time, and as you say, we know country.
Exactly. Christine, regarding him being appointed, tell us the process. Were you nominated as such, or did votes go in at the board level? And tell us how it came about.
It went through the board level, but it does have to go to both ministers, the federal minister and the state minister.
Yes.
So that takes quite a bit of time to actually, you know, sort of get that through the processes of government.
Yes.
Once they have both signed off, it is a matter of, you know, sort of announcement, I suppose.
Okay, sure. And did you have a were you nominated as such, or were you feel as though did you nominate yourself, or had that process come about, and you were keen to step forward and grab the reins? Yes.
I was. I was nominated by the existing chair.
Okay.
And she's done a fantastic job over the last 6 years. And it's mainly based on the experience and the exposure and knowledge that I have around world heritage, working with Indigenous communities.
Yes.
I work with my own group as well, with the Eastern Guggen Yalandri. It's...
You had your training wheels on. That went years ago, you know, and you're full of knowledge is power, and you got the knowledge and moving forward, and so stepping up to the next level, and you've done that. And like I said, congratulations there, sis.
Oh, thank you. I know that there are a lot of work that I have to do. I'm really looking forward to working with all the Rainforest Aboriginal people's group.
Good.
And the stalwarts that have made it their life's work across the wet tropics.
Exactly.
You know, the volunteers there that have given their time in, you know, sort of endlessly. And the stakeholders, all the other stakeholders and partners that we need to work with to conserve and protect the outstanding universal values of the wet tropics World Heritage Area.
Exactly. And when you're talking about a mob working in this space, working on country, it's more than a JOB. We're talking about passion, we're talking about spiritual connection, we're talking about foot in the earth, mother country. It's powerful, isn't it?
Yes, and there is a body called RAPT, Rainforest Aboriginal People's Think Tank.
Okay.
And we've been working for a number of years looking at refreshing the 2005 regional agreement, so getting and updating that policy that sits behind that regional agreement.
Yes.
So there's a lot of work to be done, but it's really important work for the Rainforest Aboriginal people in the wet tropics, and working with partners at the local, state, and Commonwealth level.
Exactly. Well, with you steering the ship forward into the future, I think they've got a good captain at the reins, at the head there. So congratulations once again, sister. Looking forward to communicating with you as you travel in that space. And big shout-out to all our mob working on country. And once again, congratulations, Chrissy Grant, on your position as chairperson of Wet Tropics Management Authority Board. Too deadly.
Thank you.
You take care, sis.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. And like I said, once again, congratulations, Miss Chrissy Grant. And she's had more than 35 years' experience working with national and international issues of world heritage, Indigenous peoples, natural and cultural management, and biological diversity. And she has become the authority's first ever Indigenous chair of the board of directors as of 24 September. Too deadly. Watch this space. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
What's good? Shout out to the homie DJ Darren on this one. Had to get Naka, Jagger RZA. Let's go. Feeling good right now. Tillers, First Nations. Let's go. Can never claim to keep a gangster, no need to prove it. Every minute, every second of the way needs a movement. We style it, we do it, we did it, we go. So fresh, I think the English is my second language. But no, I'm serving for them land rights, power to the people. Shoot, that go in a winner, so remain equal. Ha, and they ain't gotta kill my vibe. But real, recognize real when the truth cries. Hey. One for them land rights, two, making vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor. One for them land rights, two, making vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor.
Hey, I let go.
Resume ticking off the meter, straight to the dance floor, Soca Siva. They realize that we're vibing with indigo, capitalize, and so now we're hitting the centerfold. Anecdote, visualize I'm making in panico. Bucket up a last ride, rap it again and go. Sick, yeah, let's make him wilder with that poly good shoulder shrug, test my style.
Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Ancient land is a
like a boomerang, landing hard on the beach. This ancient land is a part of me. Yes, I feel aborigine. I am happy to be free, and I'm looking for corroboree. This ancient land.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, to all our Daily Mob out there, especially here in Queensland, well, across the nation, but Queensland vaccine campaign encouraging mob to make the choice about getting a jab and keeping you safe and keeping your family safe as well. That's the yarn. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with the chairperson of Quake. That's Matthew Cook on the line. Brother Matty, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, brother.
Brother, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So Matthew Cook from Gladstone, Central Queensland, and proud Bailey man.
Not too deadly, my brother. Thank you. Look, a very important space, a very important yarn. We are still in COVID-19. It is part of the norm, which is sad to say, but we need to do what we can to protect ourselves, and that's getting the jab, you know, getting the COVID-19 vaccine. And that's a conversation campaign we're pushing with Quake and across the nation about making the choice, brother.
Absolutely, brother. It's about making sure that our mob have all the facts and all the information available to them so that they can make a choice about their health and well-being and see the benefits of having the COVID vaccination.
Yeah, sure, bro. And like I said, that's the thing, is having the information. And like our First Nation health organisations, they're there for the conversation. Come and have a chat and have a yarn to get the information, the right information, before making that decision. If you're sitting on the fence, just have that yarn anyway, is what you're saying, yeah?
Absolutely. And it's, look, you know, the reality is that it's about empowering our mob. I mean, that's a key part of getting that information out there. And, you know, importantly, we're seeing, you know, the gap between our mob and non-Indigenous Queenslanders and even Australians more broadly across the nation. It's growing, and we need to improve that. I think our mob are only sitting at about 28, 29% at the moment that have had their first jab, so to speak, versus about 52% of the rest of the community. And so we've got a long way to go
to
catch up in that space. But importantly, getting the mob with the right information to make the right choice.
Well, exactly. I mean, social media can be a powerful tool, but also can be a yucky tool in regarding not getting the right information, you know what I mean? And knowledge is power, and that's what we're talking about, getting the right knowledge. It's very sad to say, but and thinking of the family, the mob there, losing their brother there with WA, we don't want to lose any of our mob, and we've done good so far, but we need to keep it up, don't we?
That's correct. Look, I think our mob have led the way in working in partnership with government and others and community-controlled health services to keep our mob healthy and safe in our communities, but there's more work to do, and it is about, you know, getting the information, making the best choice around it. I myself have had both of my COVID vaccinations. I had both AstraZeneca when they become available to me.
Yes.
And I think some of the challenges now for us, brother, is looking at that localised leadership and how we have some focused localised campaigns building off of the back of making the choice to show our mob that we've stepped up, we've had the vaccination, and it's about protecting myself, but also my family, my community, and even my workforce as well.
Well, exactly. And like I said, it's been trialled across the globe, and Australia are still behind in regarding vaccines. So there's people have gone before us across the globe, you know. So safety is like front and centre, isn't it, in regarding the jab?
Absolutely. There's millions upon millions of people have had these vaccinations, you know, nationally, internationally now itself.
Mm.
And now's the opportunity and the time for us to step up and get informed. And importantly, like you said, you know, having these vaccinations will protect our community because it'll lessen the chance of anyone becoming that ill that they could pass away from the disease.
And when you look at the state that we live in, Queensland, we've done pretty well in regarding COVID-19, and especially up here in far north Queensland, the top, well, right across the top of northern Australia, you know, Darwin included, we've done really well. But like I said, we can't get laxy-daisy, and we need to start making the right choice and, like I said, even have that conversation about that.
Yeah, look, while we've got the national cabinet and governments talking about opening up the borders, I think I've been talking about around 70 or 80% itself, well, that's talking about the broader population, but the big issue for us is if they're going to plan to open up the borders around that 70 to 80% mark, we need to, and they need to make sure that our First Nations mob are a priority and that we don't allow that gap to widen and that efforts and resources and that are put in there to make sure that when those decisions are made, our people are up there with the rest of society around those increased vaccination rates.
Exactly, Matty. And look, hats off to our deadly mayors of our communities who've done fantastic jobs in regarding looking after mob in communities. But we need to be safe, you know. If it goes through a community, it could go through like wildfire if we're not careful, brother.
Absolutely. You know, it could have devastating impacts upon our communities. And I totally agree with you about acknowledging the great role and leadership that our mayors have played of the Aboriginal shires across Queensland. And it's their leadership and the collective leadership of the Community Controlled Health Services and Queensland Health and others that are going to certainly lead the way in getting that information out there and encouraging our mob to make a choice around vaccination in the best interest of their health and well-being.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing, brother. Chair of Quake there, Matthew Cook, all the best to you and your mob there, brother. Stay safe, and we'll see you back in Cairns here very soon, my brother.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Adele Young there. He's the chair of Quake. That's Matthew Cook, and talking about Queensland vaccine campaign, encouraging mob to make the choice. Make the choice of getting a jab, COVID-19, or going to your First Nation health organisation to have that conversation anyway. Start the yarn and get the information and the right information, and then with the information you can make your decision. But there it is. Let's keep our mob safe, you deadly mob. And you can have your say here, yarn here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on. We'll be right back.
like a banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suit them too. Them too cold and barely happy. You sabi something, you sabi dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. Chiyup choo. Chiyup choo. Chiyup choo. Chiyup choo. Monkey and the turtle. Them too go ah-ee-ah-ee-ah-ee. Them too pine it. One banana.
Yeah. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. You know where we all stand in the land of the indigenous. The voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait come together as one in the land of indigenous.
A nation. always killed black thoughts I sense. There's a shift in come by the night's end. Yeah, come with a light switch. 24/7 in a crisis. White noise killed black thoughts I sense.
Yeah, deadly track there. That's Midnight Oil featuring Jessica Mowboy and Tasman Keith, First Nation. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, it's come the time when Murray got to sign a few mobs, so we'll have a yarn tomorrow. But let's quickly talk NRL. The finals are here. We've got the first semi-finals happening this Friday night. Storms up against Manly Seagulls. The winner has a week rest. And then the loser has a second chance. The game after is on the Saturday. We've got the Roosters up against the Titans. That's a do-or-die match. The loser's out and the winner continues on, fights another day. And then the Saturday night game, the late game, is Penrith Panthers up against Rabbitohs. And the winner has a week's break. The loser has a second chance. And then the other do-or-die game is Eels up against the Knights. That's all on Sunday. So there it is for the NRL. And for the AFL, only four left, four teams left. And the game this Friday is the Melbourne Demons up against the Geelong Cats. The winner goes straight through the Grand Final Championship. And then on the Saturday, you got the Port Adelaide up against Western Bulldogs. After narrowly beaten Lions 1 point, the Queensland team out by 1 point. Very good game and unfortunate, but that's how the cookie crumbles. You mob, look, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic regarding COVID-19, so abide by the rules. Keep your mob safe and talk seriously to your First Nation Health Organisation about getting the jab. To Deadly Mob, thanks for your company.